The World Bank says the effects of the Ebola crisis could cost the three West African nations at least $1.6 billion in lost economic growth this year. That drop in growth has meant an even greater reduction in domestic funding for troubled health care systems. U.S. Senator Jeff Flake told conference participants that donors must focus on restarting economies hit by the virus if these governments are to make national health care sustainable. Senator Flake is the incoming chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee on African Affairs. He said investment in the Liberian economy will create conditions to facilitate what he called top-notch health infrastructure that can manage infectious diseases before they become outbreaks. For this, he said, strengthening trade and stimulating the local private sector is essential.
We need to ensure with whatever aid that we provide that we involve private sector partners, those who can continue and sustain this activity after these projects are completed. And we want to make sure, and I will make sure, that our aid is geared in that way. We also need to ensure that a lot of the funding that has been programmed, where we have made progress more quickly than we thought, that we act nimbly to reprogram those funds, if need be, to areas that are more dire. And as I mentioned, there is no more important task than rebuilding the private sector, making sure the private sector can move forward in Liberia.
He said U.S. leadership has been key to the effort to curb the virus. The Center for Global Development says so far, Washington has committed over $5 billion U.S. dollars and provided several hundred thousand military personnel to help build treatment units, conduct lab testing, and perform civil engineering and logistical duties. Many healthcare specialists say prevention of future outbreaks means reform of the World Health Organization, which has been criticized by Senator Flake and others for its slow response to the crisis.
To describe the response of the WHO as to this disaster as lacking would be very charitable. Director General Margaret Chan said, quote, like the rest of the world, WHO was slow to respond to the outbreak. But WHO is not the rest of the world. That's like me saying, like the rest of the country, the Senate failed to pass legislation this year. That's an excuse that WHO cannot or should not get away with. I believe the WHO would have better luck if it were to stop concerning itself with the overconsumption of energy drinks or the rate of global tobacco taxes and stick with a mission more focused on prevention of infectious disease outbreaks.
Other ideas for strengthening health systems came from Liberia's Minister of Public Works, Jude Moore. He said 8 months of rain per year and poorly maintained or non-existent roads prevent patients from reaching even well-equipped facilities like the Jackson F. Doe Hospital in Tapita in Nimba County in central Liberia. His solution to the problem is a project called Roads to Health, which will aim to guarantee transport between rural areas and healthcare facilities.
So as we build a health system after Ebola, we can build health centers all across the country where they weren't before. But we have to build a health system that functions in the rainy season. And if to do that, then physical access has to be considered as part of the health infrastructure.
Moore said the Liberian government is also developing a plan based on an idea used by the Clinton Health Access Initiative following the genocide in Rwanda, an effort that recruited more than 25 American medical schools to train doctors and nurses. He said the Liberian plan would last 10 years and cost about $270 million U.S. dollars to rebuild the healthcare system from top to bottom.
And at the bottom of the pyramid are community health workers, and to train about 25,000 of them. These are the people who are the first line of defense. Someone gets sick in the village, this is the person they go to. At the second level will be nurses, and I think it's around 8,000 nurses that are going to be trained. And then above the nurses, we have doctors, but generalists, and then at the tip of the pyramid are specialists. So this program is being developed by the Ministry of Health. It also includes building the Tubman National Institute for Medical Arts, that's where nurses and physician assistants are trained, and then the medical schools at the different universities, especially the University of Liberia. We're also trying to establish the same partnership with about 26 to 30 U.S. medical colleges, medical schools, so that, again, on a rotating basis, they have medical staff, instructors in-country training Liberians.
Other proposed reforms will adapt infrastructure built to handle the Ebola crisis into the new healthcare system. Moore said five forward logistics bases used now to store chlorine, protective gear, and drugs to fight the virus will become regional depots for other medicines needed by healthcare facilities. And community care centers proposed to test patients for the virus will be made permanent and be located near Ebola treatment centers and hospitals. They'll act to separate those with the virus from patients who test positive for malaria, Lassa fever, and other illnesses with symptoms similar to Ebola. Moore said cooperation with donors also needs to be improved. For example, he said it's been hard to keep projects going due to an absence of monitoring consultants. They are often foreigners from countries like New Zealand and South Africa, with travel restrictions on Ebola-stricken countries. He also encouraged donors to help the sustainability of new healthcare infrastructure in his country by using Liberian-owned construction companies.
Almost all of the partner-funded projects in the country came to a halt with Ebola because every one of them is done by an expat company, and they invoked force majeure and fled the country. Now, if those projects were designed so at least 20 to 30% of the works were subcontracted to a local firm, some works would have continued because the locals didn't have anywhere to go.
The success of new healthcare systems also depends on financial accountability. Jude Moore said in Liberia, the Ministry of Finance will publish records from every institution involved in Ebola relief, detailing how they spent their funds. He noted the UN agency established to fight the virus, the UN Mission for Ebola Emergency Response, or UNMIR, is also going to establish a platform with a similar goal, to publish how much money has been spent and the results of the efforts. I'm William Eagle in Washington.